This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio, you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. And I have to say, Bonnie, well done. It's been a long plan. I mean, we've been planning this for the better part of 5 years, and we succeeded. The leftist takeover of Free Talk Live. Mark is nowhere to be found. Ian is not...
I took care of Mark.
Ian is not free to be with us. Yes, we dastardly fiends and
I coughed on him
with COVID, and now Free Talk Live has fallen into the hands of the hardcore leftists who, unheard of on Free Talk Live, have bashed Donald Trump. So, milestone accomplished. Of course, Mark will be back with us, and we hope that, I mean, when Ian is back with us, I'll have to step away from the show, but I mean, that's fine. But it's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. It's Aria and Fani, as you hear. And obviously, neither of us are anything close to leftists, but I mean, people say what they say, and they come to whatever conclusions they come to. Of course, even if you do think we're leftists, you're still free to call in and talk about whatever you want. You're still free to call in and talk about why you support Donald Trump and why you don't think these elderly people being scammed by his campaign hiring this company out of $64 million is a bad thing. Or, like the first caller of the night did, say, oh, it's fake news, basically. Let's keep going, though. We've got Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. As soon as I hit the right button, that's why I'm just going to stop using the phone. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to explain to you very briefly how that worked with Donald Trump. First of all, I can vouch for him. He's a very honest man, and he could never, never have accomplished all he did by being dishonest. It simply would never work.
Do you know him?
As far as, sorry?
Do you know him?
Not personally. I've communicated with him a number of times, but through his answering machine, and I know he got my message because I could tell by his responses, but I've never communicated to him personally.
Are you
personally
a Q follower?
Well, he and my family have a similar background because we come from the same place in Rhine-Main-Neckar could be in Germany. As a matter of fact, he even looks like a member of my family. That's how close we're related. But I don't know him personally. No.
Whatever happened with Trump University? I mean, didn't he get proven to be fraudulent around that time?
I don't remember any proof that he was fraudulent, no. As a matter of fact, with regard to the collection of contributions, what he did is people who work with the organization did is they made it such that, like, if you agreed with something that Donald Trump was doing, then of course you would be led to give your donation, and if you gave a donation, your information would be recorded, so that the next time it would be very easy to give you a donation. The other thing is it's very easy to give a successive donation, like once a month, that kind of a thing. It's very easy to do that. And if you make a mistake and you don't want to do it, you can change that. And if it happens by accident that you do give a donation that you really didn't want to give, you can always call up there's a number you can call, and they're very nice and very friendly, and you get through right away, and they refund the money to you, and that's it. It's very, very simple.
I've shopped online enough, though, to know that there are different websites where you can save your information without making without actually making the next payment. Like, it can be done without making it to where you're going to be paying $8,000.
I mean, I would point out also that the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, I think their refunds, according to the article, was something like $53,000, whereas the Trump campaign was $64 million refunded to supporters. The disparity between those numbers is great enough that it makes me think that there was something odd, at the very least, going on with the Trump contribution website. Do you not agree with that?
I'm not familiar with that. And like I say, if you were to call them up and say, look, I made a donation that I didn't mean to give, which I did, by the way, I ended up giving about six or seven times as much as I had originally thought, and they gave me that money right back. I mean, it was Blitzschnell. That's how fast it was that they gave me that money back immediately.
So how did you end up giving six or seven times as much as you meant to? Were you caught in this where you didn't know you needed to uncheck the box?
Well, it's very easy to do because you think you're agreeing with the position that he's presenting, but in fact you're also making a donation at the same time as you're agreeing with the position. At least that's the way I understood the question.
That's super sneaky. Like,
so they weren't making it clear that you were making a contribution.
Not exactly. It came out later that I was, but I didn't realize that initially. But it's no big deal. Like I said, they'll give you that back immediately. He would never, 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 never cheat you. There's no question about it. He's just doing it. You know, it's a little game that they're playing. That's all.
It's like you're saying he did cheat you.
No. I mean,
he misled you into thinking you were supporting a position when, in fact, you were making a contribution. How was that not dishonest and cheating?
Well, it was doing both at the same time, but I didn't realize it until I saw the next little page that they had there. But and also on the statement, another time I saw it on my statement, but of course I called up and I said, okay, good, please take this off. And they took it right off. It's not a problem. They would never, 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 ever cheat you. They would never do that. They're just trying to collect money. That's all they're trying to do.
You just said they did that to you.
And if they're that good at refunding, that probably just means that they've had to do it a lot because they've cheated other people so many times.
No, that's not cheating. That's being clever or smart or business wise. You know,
you can only cheat people if you're dumb.
In other words,
Robert,
in other words, being industrious. You know what I mean?
Robert, do you
kind of a way? You know, he's doing what he has to do. But
Robert,
hold on. I got to put you on hold because do you not hear yourself right now? You are saying that he misled you into making a contribution that you were not aware you were making, and that there was, and you, I think you acquiesced that that's dishonest and misleading, but now you're saying there's nothing wrong with that, it's just creative.
It's fine because he's creative and smart and hot, is what he's saying.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You're saying it's fine because he's creative and smart. You sound like a beaten wife, that's why I added in and hot.
Yeah, he it's okay. I mean, look, life is that way a lot of times. You know, if you give the money and it comes out on the other side, you might say to yourself, oh, well, man, I love this guy so much. Let him keep it. It's no big deal. That's what you could also say. You know what I mean? He's giving
Robert,
me the opportunity to do that, too. And I do love him that much. But on the other hand, I can't afford to give him tons of money.
Okay, thanks. Robert, life is like that sometimes. There are some dishonest people out there. And the reason life is like that is because people like you don't hold people you like accountable when they engage in these sorts of dishonest and misleading activities. If we were all striving to be more honest and to hold people to be more honest, this sort of thing wouldn't happen nearly as often. I guarantee you that if you heard a story tonight about the Biden administration doing this, you would be screaming fraud, misleading, dishonest. Well, Biden's a liar at the top of your lungs. But because it's your guy, even though you were a victim in this, you're bending over backward, despite agreeing that it's dishonest and misleading. You're bending over backward to make excuses for it, calling it creative. Sure, lies are creative, but they're not right. Dishonesty isn't going to be solved by ignoring people when they are dishonest. We have to actually hold them to account for being dishonest.
Or if you're being like the caller from Michigan, she just didn't even like consider that it might be true. She didn't tell me she went and Googled and found out proof that it wasn't true. She just said, how do you know that's true? I love Donald Trump and I don't want to believe that.
Yeah, I imagine we're going to get a lot of that. But I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe the New York Times is making the entire thing up. I'm not saying they're to be believed in this, but if all of these allegations are true, and no one has brought forth any evidence whatsoever to say that they're not true, they just say, how do you know? They're telling us to prove it. And,
sure. Google while we're on the air.
Yeah. But assuming all of these things are true, no one has actually come forward and be like, oh, well, this isn't misleading people because of X, Y, or Z. They're like, no, this is misleading people, but that's okay because it's Donald Trump, and we like Donald Trump. It's still not okay.
One thing that the caller from Michigan did say, though, was she was saying, well, the president would never find out about this. I can concede that. He might have not personally known about this, but, like, his lawyers would know about it way before $64 million. I'm pretty sure he has people that handle that thing. So, personally, Trump, did he go and set up this website himself and he's the master behind it? No, I know that. But it's just that I don't know, he does such shady business, and he has such shady business partners.
And isn't that all the more proof of how broken our political system is, that the fundraising system for the candidate can engage in these sorts of activities without the candidate even being aware of it? Don't you think that's broken? 603-283-6160.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Leftist Talk Live with Aria and Bonnie, 603-283-6160. And I got bad news for people, really. really. I mean, with things being the way they are, it's pretty much going to be me and Bonnie hosting the show, at least for the next several days. So get used to this leftist takeover of people who do things like dismantle the myths of the UBI and who make fun of Joe Biden. We horrible leftists.
Yeah, I feel bullied like every time I get on Instagram for the way that the leftist memes are. I'm like, wow, they like I feel bullied. That's how much I'm not a leftist. But yeah, people who listen to Free Talk Live for some reason think that I'm the leftist that's going to turn Ian into a socialist.
Well, it's because on social issues, libertarians tend to be hard left. You know, libertarians have always, the first openly gay presidential candidate was put forward by the Libertarian Party. So the Libertarian Party has always been pro-LGBT, pro-religious freedom, pro-choice, I would argue. The Libertarian platform, people argue about it, like, oh, well, it's vague. No, it's actually pretty clear. It's pro-choice, saying that the government has no right whatsoever to interfere in the decisions a person makes about, you know, themselves.
Yeah, Mark tried to argue that with me and say that there was still a gray area, and I was just like,
But there isn't. It's 100% pro-choice. Those, the people who say that, like Mark and stuff, they think pro-choice means pro-abortion. See, I'm not necessarily pro-abortion. It's not my call. I can't get pregnant. I can't impregnate anyone, so I don't really have an opinion on it. It's not my call to make anyway. If a girl is pregnant, that's her call to make. And it's her prerogative whether she wants her boyfriend or her husband's opinion to even matter in whether she makes that choice or doesn't. To me, it's not my issue. I'm pro-choice, though. It is her choice. She should be able to make that choice all she wants. If she chooses to abort, okay, that's her choice. Am I a fan of the idea? Not really, but I'm not going to try to stop her.
I'm not a fan by any means, but I'm not, like, not a fan, like...
Yeah, to me, I'm just like, it's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it just has nothing to do with me. I don't intend on having kids. I mean, of course, I could be, like, raped and get impregnated, and I would want to be able to abort that, so it does affect me, but not that much, I guess.
But, I mean, on all of these social issues, libertarians have always been hard left, and on economic issues, they've always been hard right, sort of keep the government out of things. That's where all of these things come together, is, hey, the state is interfering in all of your rights, your economic rights, your personal rights. Let's get rid of that, and then you can be free. So it's always been a mesh of, I don't want to say it's a mesh of leftism and rightism, because it obviously isn't. It's its own thing, but generally, socially, culturally, libertarians are, in fact, hard left and have always been hard left.
And I wouldn't even consider Trump that much of a conservative. If you're a conservative...
No, he was more liberal, probably, than Joe Biden.
I don't know about that. I just feel like he doesn't do anything to make the government smaller. He doesn't do anything that, like, my dad has preached from Fox News his whole life, like, and my dad is a supporter of him. One thing that I think is really messed up is God TV has so many people on there preaching.
Hold on. God?
Yeah.
TV? What is this? I need to hear more about this.
You've never heard of God TV? Well,
I have not.
My parents are really into God TV.
Is this like a streaming service, or is this like a television?
No, it's on regular TV. And
is it nationally syndicated? I mean,
actually, all over the world. Like, they always have commercials saying, like, and now we're on in, like, other countries because of supporters like you and stuff like that. It's basically...
So, is this a cable station?
Yeah, I guess it's cable.
Or cable channel, rather?
Yeah, like, if you have, like, a satellite, is that cable?
It's similar. I mean, most of the same channels are accessible on both.
I think it's one of those, because, like, multiple places I've lived throughout the United States, my parents have always watched God TV, and it has pastors on it, and they're...
How often do they watch? I mean,
all day.
This is what they do? They sit in their house?
My mom doesn't have a job. My mom hasn't had a job since I was born, and she has done nothing but watch God TV since then.
So... People, presuming your parents aren't alone, presumably people just sit there in their homes having this Christian propaganda broadcast at them all the time.
And the worst part about it is they are completely uncensored about their politics. And I'm not saying that they should be censored by the government at all. I'm just saying that, like, they don't have any kind of, like, personal policy. Like, yeah, if you agree that, you know, you had a dream last night that God told you that Trump has to be elected and we have to get votes for Trump, maybe don't say that on air because that could be propaganda. No, they don't have anything like that. They talk about that all the time, and that's why I voted for Trump in 2016.
Oh, wow.
Because I was a Christian still, and I was, like, really conflicted. I was, like, just becoming a libertarian, and I didn't want to vote for Trump. In fact, I was really anti-Trump at first. And then when it was Trump versus Hillary, I was like, I have to make a decision. Like, do I vote for Gary Johnson and make my vote possibly just not count? Or do I vote for Trump and try to make sure Hillary Clinton doesn't ruin the country? And also, God TV made me think that God was telling all these pastors that my parents really trusted that people had to vote for Trump, or else like it would be punishment. Like, if Hillary Clinton wins, it's because God is punishing us. I really believed that, so.
I don't blame you. I mean, it sounds like you had this propaganda blasted at you most of your life. So, I mean, I don't blame you whatsoever for believing that. Congratulations on breaking out of it. I mean,
thanks.
That sort of religious programming is difficult to snap out of. But I will give you that you're correct. Donald Trump is more conservative and not more liberal than Joe Biden. As far as I'm aware, Donald Trump didn't do a whole lot to expand the federal government. He didn't start any new wars, at the very least, and he didn't escalate the wars we were already fighting that much more than they already were.
He didn't decrease the size either.
No, he didn't. But during the tail end of the Obama administration, you know, the media just sort of stopped talking about the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq and things like that, because Obama had pulled out all the troops from Iraq, and there are still people on the left who believe that Barack Obama withdrew American troops from Iraq, even though he didn't.
He didn't withdraw any of them?
Well, he withdrew some, but I mean, they believed it to be a full withdrawal. I've spoken with these people, like, no, we don't have any more troops on the ground in Iraq, but we do. And it's because Obama proclaimed that he was going to do it, and the media just never talked about it again. So as far as these people know who heard that, I'm like, yeah, of course he did it. So I'm not aware of Donald Trump doing anything to grow the scales of the wars. Of course, he didn't end any of them. He threatened to toward the end of his presidency. He was like, oh, pull all the troops out of Iraq. But he backpedaled on that. So still, 18 years later, American soldiers are still in Iraq. And the war in Afghanistan, I believe, Bonnie, is older than you.
Oh, really? I was born in 96.
Okay, no, it's not older than you then. I thought you were younger than you are then. I mean, but it started in 2001, and it's been going on since.
You thought I was born after 9/11?
I didn't know when you were born, to
be
honest.
Well, that's a compliment.
I assume somewhere between 18 and 25, and I don't know what year it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these wars have been going on for 18 years and 20 years, 20 years of war in Afghanistan. And I think it says a lot about how truly spoiled, how truly sheltered, and how truly privileged people are in the United States that the government could fight a war for 20 years and in a presidential election 20 years later not have one reporter asking any of the candidates about ending any of these godforsaken wars. Not once was Trump asked about it. Not once was Biden about it. You want to talk about privilege? Let's talk about the fact that you think these wars are over. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they've encountered more than 170,000 illegal immigrants on the southern border in the month of March. The preliminary figures show an increase of about 140,000 from a year ago. Nearly 20,000 of those encounters were with unaccompanied minors. Congressman Troy Nails visited the border earlier this week The Texas Republican tells Fox News about his visit to one Border Patrol facility housing those unaccompanied minors.
Had an opportunity, many of us, to go down and look at the Donna facility and look at the travesties that are taking place there with the overcrowding, because the Border Patrol can't handle all the children. There are thousands of them entering our country, and now they're being sprinkled throughout Texas. And pretty soon they're going to come to a neighborhood in a small town, small community near you.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC has changed the guidelines regarding domestic travel ahead of an expected surge in travel over the Easter weekend. John Clemens has that story.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can resume domestic travel.
We state that fully vaccinated people can resume travel to at low risk to themselves.
Dr. Walensky defined what is the definition of being fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated is defined as 2 weeks after receiving the single dose vaccine or after 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of the two dose vaccine.
Dr. Walensky said the CDC recommends getting tested after returning from an overseas trip. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The new guidance in the U.S. coming as several European countries have locked down for the holiday. Italy and France have entered nationwide lockdowns amid a surge in COVID cases and slow rollout of vaccinations. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Where's Mark to save us from all this atheistic, leftist, Satanist nonsense? 603-283-6160.
I'm sure they are.
With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And this is, of course, Free Talk Live, where you're welcome to call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. I mean, you can put a stop to this leftist, anarchist, atheistic, Satanist nonsense if you want. Just give us a call. Share what's on your mind. You can talk about whatever, even if you disagree with us. I mean, just that's the name of the game. Speaking of, let's go to the phones. We've got, I've just put my notes down. That was stupid of me. We've got Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us, Robert? Robert, going
Hello?
Once? Hey, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Austin from Daytona Beach. Okay.
Oh, I was looking at old notes. Yeah, that's the issue with this show notes system. Yeah. Go ahead.
No worries at all. I just wanted to touch on the last young lady who called in, which that's a fear of mine. I grew up, what I would say, almost in an identical environment, very Bible Belt. They didn't have a lot of...
Oh, you're referring to what Bonnie said. Bonnie didn't call. Bonnie's here in the studio with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. About Trump. And that's the environment I grew up. You didn't have a choice, and it had to be Trump. And if you didn't vote for Trump, then you were doing wrong. And I cannot stand that approach. I did vote for Trump both elections, not because I was told to. I was actually very I'm very socially, I guess, liberal and economically conservative. But
sure.
I don't understand that. If you could maybe touch on it, it's almost like my perspective is you're not going to change anybody's mind by saying that you have to vote for them in the church if you go to church. The people that go there, most likely are going to lean towards conservative anyways. And I just think that you're going to push people away more than you're going to, you know, push people to vote for him. I've got six brothers and sisters, and this has been a battle in our family for the last few years now that we're older, with 35 and kind of thinking for ourselves and open-minded. And
sure.
And our parents don't like that at all.
Well, I don't think the point of this is to change someone's opinion overnight, right? But if you do have this thing like God TV that just 24/7 is conveying the message that, I mean, studies have shown that hearing an idea repeated by three different people has exactly the same psychological impact on hearing the same idea repeated three times by one person. So hearing an idea repeated previously causes us to become more familiar with it, which causes us to be more likely to believe it. So having these things broadcast at us, it's a long game. They're not going to convince us by saying it once. They're not going to convince us by saying it twice or even three times. But if they just keep repeating it, hey, God says you need to vote for Trump. God says you need to vote for Trump. Then the people out there who have faith in the institution that is Christianity will be persuaded into believing that these authority figures telling them, hey, we are the ones communing with God over here, and we're telling you this. They'll, over time, they'll certainly be persuaded to vote for Trump, even if they initially hated him, I would imagine.
God TV and all the little spinoffs that my parents would watch, like sometimes it was just people's YouTubes and stuff like that, but they were huge pastors with big followings and stuff. They have always, they will go really deep into your psyche too, because I was thinking things like, there's a man named Sadhu Sundar Silvaraj, and he lives in India. He has a really big following, and he's a Christian pastor, and he says that, like, he gets taken up into heaven, and there's Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and all these people on a forum in heaven, and they discuss what's due for America. That was one thing that I always think about now that I've learned that Abraham Lincoln is, like, the biggest demon human who ever lived. Like,
he's among them. I would say probably not the biggest. Hitler was probably worse. But
isn't it amazing that people are out there will actually, you know, follow or fall in, you know, into believing that? And
my parents.
Just 10 seconds. Real quick, you know how it affected me. I'm 35 now. Is that, yes, I did what the church told me to up until my early 20s. And as I got older, I started thinking for myself, and now I'm 35, and all it did was create resentment in the end.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to click that. Hold on one second. I'm going to get you to repeat all what right. You were saying. It created resentment.
I'm anti-government as can be now. I mean, I'm not an anarchist, but believe in a lot smaller government, much, much, much smaller.
Awesome. Well, Austin, thank you so much for the call. I mean, these things, as long as I can remember, I've been pretty anti-authoritarian. But I remember when I was in vacation Bible school one year. Bonnie knows what that is. I see her grinning over there. It's this, they put you in like 4 hours a day. You go and you learn about the Bible, and it's just something to give parents a break from their kids, really.
In the summer.
Yeah. And I remember one of the teachers making the argument that because God took a rib from Adam, that was why women had one more rib than men.
I've always heard that.
Yeah. And so I thought that was odd. So I asked an actual science teacher if women, in fact, had more ribs than men, and her answer was no. So I asked another person at the church about this, and her response was, oh, no, that's just something people say to explain medical anomalies. Well, this shattered my faith that these people who were instructing me, who were teaching me, had any idea what the hell they were talking about. One had been proven wrong over the course of like 3 days. Proven wrong. Proven to be spreading lies. Not to mention, they don't tell you about the fire and brimstone stuff when you're 5 years old. They teach you Jesus loves you. That's it. They teach you all about these happy, wonderful things, and Jesus is so great, and he lives in the cloud. They don't ever actually tell you, oh yeah, by the way, all that stuff we told you about Jesus living in the clouds, that's not at all true. There's no truth to that whatsoever. But they do. They lie to the children.
That's actually like a little like tenet of Mormon missionaries. They have this thing where they say like sugar before salt or something, and it means that you're supposed to make sure that you tell everybody all the things that are really easy to take in about Mormonism, and before you tell them stuff like, oh yeah, we actually do wear the underwear under our clothes, and like you have to baptize the dead and all this stuff. Like they put that into their teaching of the missionaries. Like I think it's sugar before salt. It's like you have to tell them all the things that will get them interested when you're at their door.
Christians certainly do that too, because they don't talk about the fact that, hey, Jesus loves you, but if you don't love him back, he's going to torture you for all eternity. They don't tell you that. No, they just slowly work their way up to it. And then it's so ingrained into your entire worldview that you can't question it. You've been taught that your entire worldview is built around this idea that there is a Christian God named Yahweh who sent himself to earth to be his own son so he could be sacrificed to forgive himself for a sin that he made you do, even though you didn't do it, Adam did. Even though he's in control of everything, he didn't have to put that stupid tree there, but he chose to, and then he, being in control of everything, as Chris has alleged, because he's omnipotent, chose to have, so he did this thing, he made you do a thing, and then he punished you for doing the thing that he made you do while denying you the knowledge of good and evil.
Yep.
They don't tell you any of that. That's stuff you have to think about in the future, but most people don't, because they're so ingrained in the idea that this is how the world works. There is a God. The devil has taken over, and we see that in these politicians like Hillary Clinton, and trying to break people out of that is like trying to break people out of cults. They become so invested in that worldview that you just can't break them out.
And for me personally, I was told about like fire and brimstone as a kid too, to the point that like my thoughts were constantly about hell, to where like I had this like thing where I would wake up crying every night, like at like 5 years old. Like I would wake up crying every night with like nightmares, because I'd go to sleep like, if I think something bad, a demon could come in the window, and like if I do anything that will allow a demon to come in the window, then I'm gonna have a nightmare again. And it just kept happening. Yeah, like that's another, you know, form of child abuse from Christianity, is all I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's absolutely torture. I mean, that's traumatizing a child to the point where she's waking up crying, terrified that she's going to go to this imaginary place where, by the way, if we pissed people off earlier by bashing Trump, we really did just now. More of this, it's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call line. And you know, I'm a Satanist, which means I'm pretty hardcore anti-religion and anti-authoritarian. And to me, these things we've been talking about tonight are all linked together. The anti-religious sentiment that we're talking about, the anti-government sentiment that we're talking about, it's just all anti-authoritarianism. Because when it comes down to it, the basic ideas of Christianity are no different from the basic ideas of the state. You have this being, this entity that tells you what is right and what is wrong. And because this entity, this being, whatever you want to call it or however you want to categorize it, has the ability to determine right from wrong using this fiat morality system, nothing this entity does can, by definition, be morally wrong.
It's just like how my mom, whenever I have asked her a question, whether I was a kid and I was still obviously a Christian, or when I'm older, and she gives me the answer, well, because it says so in the Bible. That's just like people saying, like, oh, well, you're a part of the United States if you're born here because it says so in the Constitution, or, you know.
It's very, very much like that. Like, one of the commandments in the book of Exodus, I think it's the 20th chapter, I don't remember now off the top of my head, is thou shalt not murder, or thou shalt not kill. I don't care which one you want to use, but sure enough, in the Old Testament, when I ran for sheriff, someone sent me a Bible, and I swear to God, the first page I opened to, there was God killing 85,000 Assyrians. So, God says killing people is wrong, but then God goes and killing 85,000 Assyrians. Christians aren't going, oh God, what do we do now? God did something wrong. They say, no, it wasn't wrong, because God is the authority figure. He's the one who determines right from wrong, and he did it, therefore it's right. We have the same thing with the government telling us, hey, this or that is a crime, and it doesn't matter if we commit this action. It doesn't matter if we do it. It's not a crime, because we're the ones who say what is and isn't a crime.
Anything you do in the name of God is something all of a sudden moral.
Yeah, religion creates this mentality that whatever an authority figure does is automatically right and automatically justified. And then that spreads into the religion of the state, where people become convinced that, you know, no matter what Donald Trump does, he can't be wrong. Even if he personally defrauded me of 7 times the amount of money I wanted to send. And even if I admit that this is dishonest and misleading, it's still not wrong because it's my authority figure. It's my God who did it. It's my idol who tells me right from wrong that did it. Therefore, it must be right.
That's why I asked him if he was like a Q listener, because he just sounded like a straight up cult member.
Well, they are. I mean, they're statists. They're members of a cult, the cult of the state. And it's one that, you know, I oppose with every fiber of my being, because I think people should challenge authority. You shouldn't obey someone simply because they say, hey, you should do this thing. What? And if an authority figure can't explain to you why you should do that thing, they are a ruler, not a leader. They're trying to command you with fear, not respect. If someone tells me, hey, you should do this, and I ask, why should I do that? If they offer an explanation, great. If I agree with that explanation, I will do the thing. But if they say, because I said so, and if you don't, I will punish you. No.
Because it's in my book.
That's not worth respecting. You know, you're trying to rule me with fear. I'm not okay with that. If you want me to do something or not to do something, lay out your reasoning. Explain yourself. And if you can't do that, then your rule, your authority is arbitrary and enforced only with violence. And that's what we have with God. God, why shouldn't I use your name in vain? Why shouldn't I commit blasphemy? Well, because God says so. He's going to throw me in. He's going to use violence against me and torture me for all eternity if I do it. It's the same thing. Religion and the state, they're so interwoven that they cannot be disconnected.
Well, listeners, I want you to call in and tell us the answer to this question. Who would Jesus bomb?
603-283-6160 is the call-in line for that. Who would Jesus bomb? But we do also have Jeff on the lines calling from Austin, Texas. Jeff, as soon as I hit this right button, you are on Free Talk Live.
It's actually Jet.
Oh, sorry, I misheard you. Jet. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Jet. And Boanne, it would take me probably maybe a good hour to help straighten you out on a lot of these misconceptions. I'm personally a dedicated disciple of Christ, but I didn't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the psyop of politics.
All right.
The idea is that there are some humans that are somehow, once they gain a title or an office, become somehow special.
Kind of like priests.
What I want to say about that is there are two things that I would hope that Free Talk Live, I've tried to get them to do this for years, to be able to promote these two things. Number one, that all people are just people. They're just other humans. Somebody's relative, friend. They're not special. They don't have any greater rights than any of us.
We agree entirely. Rulers are just people who use violence. But, I mean, they are, at the end of the day, just people.
That's right. And this is
immoral
this
ones,
is
but
why
still people.
You have to preach against, sorry to use that word, against the psychology of this thing we call government. Because it is nothing but a psyop. It's an imaginary thing kind of created out of sorcery. Because these people give themselves their own titles. They give themselves their own rules. They also try to make rules over you. But if there's something that I would like to have you guys promote over and over and over, is that there's no difference between any of us living as flesh and blood under God. And that is...
Well, the difference is in the choices that we've chosen to make, right? They're different because they choose to use violence to control people.
Yeah, and there's nothing godly about that. And this is why I said it would take me a good time to help you through the misconceptions on, you know, why God has done certain things like this. But you can be sure that no real Christian is going to participate in things such as the military or the police or even voting, because you are participating in the function, as you say.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you that no true disciple of Christ would participate in any aspect of the United States government or any state around the world. I would agree entirely. The problem is, to be fair to you calling yourself a disciple of Christ, the people to which I'm referring to as Christians are these mainstream ones who, honestly, I'm probably closer to Christ than they are.
Well, it turns out that there's so many people go to church, and there's so much false teaching going on in this world. And part of my mission in life is to help expose these false teachers. But the thing is, it turns out that I'm approximating about 8% of people who call themselves Christians really care about what Christ did or what he had to say. In other words, people go to church because it's a good place to network. It's just to see friends and things like that. They go there to not be lonely. They go there to maybe feel good, to hear the worship and to somehow feel good, but it doesn't change their heart.
I think you're optimistic to say that it's as high as 8%.
Yeah, I'm saying that because the thing is, spiritual things are discerned spiritually. And when you deal enough with people in various churches, as I have, I've come to understand that most pastors are just, as you were saying, kind of cult members. They're really not teaching the very word of Christ, because what is the word of Christ but love? That's it. And just as love, true love, is never ending, so is your relationship with God. You cannot be a Christian one day and not the next day. You are either a dedicated Christ follower or you're not.
Jeff, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I posted on Facebook less than a week ago something that ended with, if there is a word of God, then that word is love. I mean, I don't disagree with any of the aspects of how you're portraying Christianity. I would just point out that what you're describing is not what I consider Christianity to be.
It
should be.
I just think that there's a big difference between being a follower of Jesus and what Christianity has turned into today at all. Like, Jesus never set up a system and a organization for Christianity, but his teachings are great. And one thing that I've thought about a lot is that a lot of the people that I know that are the closest to Jesus, like act the most like Jesus, are not Christians, such as Ian. I really think that he acts a lot like Jesus. I think about that all the time.
Chet, thank you so much for the call. I mean, you make a number of really good points. The only issue I see is that the vast majority of people who label themselves as Christians don't share really any of the ideas that you were laying out. And, I mean, you have your work cut out for you if you want to change people's perceptions on what Christianity is supposed to be. What do you think? Who's right here? 603-283-6160. Maybe we're idiots. Maybe we don't know anything about it. We're just silly leftists, don't know anything about Christianity. Let us know.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.